Welcome back to the newest playoff edition of the Friday Five, brought to you by the Dogs of War podcast. Everything you need to know about the upcoming Browns game in 5 minutes or less, give or take. We also realize the irony in the Friday Five being released on Sunday morning once again. It's the playoffs. Anything can happen. There are no rules. I am this week's host, Raleigh, from the Browns-specific Instagram meme account, Angry Browns Fan. Let's get into it. The Cleveland Browns are facing off against Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City. The Browns are coming off their greatest win since the franchise returned in 1999. What type of win was it? A playoff win. Who'd they beat and where? The Steelers! At Pittsburgh! Chances are you already knew this, but I feel like it can't be said enough. So I'll say it again. The Browns beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh. What's up? The Chiefs boasted the greatest regular season record in the AFC at 14-2, thus securing home field advantage. For those of you keeping track, that is 3 weeks of rest for their starters. Hopefully they're rusty. We are praying that the Chiefs are both rested and rusty. On the injury side of things, the Chiefs announced that two players will be out. Receiver Sammy Watkins out with a calf injury, and linebacker Willie Gay is out with an ankle injury. On to the Browns. We have some good news. The Browns welcome back two key players and one key head coach. Cornerback Denzel Ward and second-team All-Pro lineman Joel Bitonio are back from COVID, baby, along with the most handsome head coach of all time, Kevin Stefanski. Gentlemen, we missed you all dearly. However, right tackle Jack Conklin is listed as questionable to play on Sunday after suffering a hamstring/knee injury in Pittsburgh. Mr. Conklin has not practiced all week. Please, sir, get well soon. Back to the Chiefs. They are the defending Super Bowl champions. They have seven players selected for the Pro Bowl this year. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes, obviously. Tight end Travis Kelce, wide receiver Tyreek Hill, defensive tackle Chris Jones, defensive back Tyrann Mathieu, and left tackle Eric Fisher. They have playmakers on both sides of the ball. Travis Kelce is hands down the nastiest tight end in football. He's also a Cleveland native. Kelce this year came in second in receiving yards in the NFL. Now, typically when somebody is second in receiving yards in the NFL, they're more than likely a wide receiver. He is a tight end. He has led all tight ends in receiving yards for the past 3 years now. 4 years ago, he came into second, only behind Gronk. So, again, the guy's a stud, and hopefully he doesn't cause too much havoc on our beloved linebackers. Between Mahomes, Kelce, and Tyreek Hill, this team can absolutely score at will. Kelce, again, is from Cleveland and grew up a diehard Browns fan. So hopefully he'll have some type of emotional confusion or something that will disrupt his performance. We can only hope. Back to the Browns. The Browns have the nastiest running back tandem in the National Football League. Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, a.k.a. Double Dragon, a.k.a. Chunt. Team Chunt would be the first to admit that they owe a great deal of their success to Cleveland's offensive line, which was graded the best O-line in football according to Pro Football Focus. Shout out science. Don't forget about Baker Mayfield, who put up 3 touchdowns against the Steelers. Baker leads this locker room, and this locker room is hungry. However, we anticipate the Browns will do what they can to pound the run as much as possible and control the game that-a-way. Minimize the offensive possessions by the Chiefs and their cheat code of a quarterback, Pat Mahomes. For the Browns to pull out a victory, their defense will have to force turnovers. A lot depends on Myles Garrett, and will he be able to get to Mr. Patrick Mahomes? On to the Dogs of War weather report. The afternoon kickoff in Kansas City is expected to have 32 degrees with a wind chill of 24 degrees. We can also expect 13-mile-an-hour winds. I don't know about you guys, but that sounds like a home game. For all of you degenerate gamblers out there, the Cleveland Browns are once again underdogs of War podcast. As of Saturday, the Chiefs are favored by 9.5 points, according to Vegas, with the game's over-under set at 57 points. 9.5 is kind of a lot for a line to be set at. Gambling is stupid and it's a sin, so pay no heed. Whatever happens tomorrow, guys, we are all so damn proud of this Cleveland Browns football team and how far they've come. In other news, the Steelers will not be playing anymore this year. And now let's get to the Muni Lot payphone, where you, the beloved listeners, call in and leave sick voicemails for us to play. That's all I got. Good night, Cleveland. While as you're listening to this, good morning, Cleveland, and let's go Browns. Get that eternal glory. Browns confirmed.
Greetings from Los Angeles from a lifelong Browns fan, longtime listener, first-time caller. I have not been this excited about a December game since I got to see Brady Quinn complete his first pass against the 49ers back in 07. All I saw were W's for the foreseeable future. What delusions of grandeur. This is easily one of the biggest games of the year. I am fired up about it. It is December, baby. It's the month of confirmed. the end of 2020, confirmed. The Cleveland Browns, obviously confirmed. Catholics celebrating Christmas, confirmed. We're going to go down to Tennessee, and we will be Derek and leaving with a W. Let's go Browns, baby.
Hello. My name is TLA, and the Cleveland Browns will win the Super Bowl this year. Back.
Hey, guys. I am from Canada. My name's Chris. I'm a huge Browns fan. Really excited for this weekend's game. 23, been a Browns fan for probably 6 years now. Just really excited, man. Up in here in Canada, we don't have a lot of football fans and definitely not a lot of Browns fans, so I'll be watching it by myself in my basement, but I couldn't be more excited, and let's go Brownies. Super Bowl now, baby.
Yo, wait. Patrick Mahou?
I have waited my entire 52-year life to see the Browns go to the Super Bowl. I feel it in my bones. We can beat Kansas City. I know we can. We are it. Baker fucking Mayfield and the boys are putting it together. Oh, I will die happy. Thank you. Browns confirmed.
Let's go, Browns. I live and die with my boys. Ride or die, let's go. But I'm really calling to say we should bring back the bank and the Dogtown end zone. Remember the old grassy bank that used to be a municipal stadium that allowed the players to get a little bit closer up to the fans? Let's bring back the bank. All right. Big game. Let's work. Go Browns. Woo!